This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. It's Memorial Day weekend in the United States, a day meant to honor the country's war dead, but also the unofficial start of summer. As AP's Jackie Quinn reports, this year the coronavirus has made the holiday very different.
Even as states continue to ease back virus restrictions, celebrations are going to look different. Many states are still banning large gatherings. At California's Huntington Beach,
you can't lay out on the beach. You have to be engaged in walking, running, swimming, surfing, anything where you're moving.
But Dr. Deborah Birx with the White House Coronavirus Task Force says families should get outdoors to enjoy activities.
You can play golf. You can play tennis with marked balls. You can go to the beaches if you stay 6 feet apart.
Using a face mask. Some public health officials worry that holiday gatherings could cause outbreaks to come roaring back. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Muslims around the world are celebrating Eid al-Fitr, the festival that concludes the fasting month of Ramadan under the long shadow of the coronavirus. AP correspondent Sarah Bassett reports.
The three-day event marks the end of the fasting month of Ramadan for the world's 1.8 billion Muslims. People usually celebrate by traveling, visiting family, and gathering for lavish meals, all of which is largely prohibited as authorities try to prevent new virus outbreaks. Some countries, including Turkey, Iraq, and Jordan, will impose round-the-clock curfews for the duration of the holiday. In Saudi Arabia, home of the holy cities of Mecca and Medina, people will only be allowed to leave their homes to buy food and medicine.
In Aqsa, we are not allowed.
Most restrictions have been lifted in Jerusalem, but the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound, the third holiest site in Islam, will remain closed until after the holiday. I'm Sarah Bassett.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website.